There's a lot of activity in Olympia right now as state lawmakers work to meet a Wednesday deadline to move bills out of their chamber of origin. Keeping a close eye on what's been going on and what's to come is KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, who joins me to talk more about this. Austin, there seems to be a different feel to this legislative session. What's your take on what's been happening?
There does seem to be a different feel, and my sense is that there are a lot of factors contributing to that. One is that Democrats have governing majorities now. So they are large and in charge in both chambers, plus they have the governor's office. There are nearly 40 new members of the legislature, and these are not wallflower members. These are activist members. These are members who really want to make their stamp and imprint on this place. So they are very much hitting the ground running. We've seen something like 2,500 bills introduced, but also a lot of bills getting passed off the floors of the House and the Senate. I mean, the volume is just really, really striking.
When you break down the bills that have been proposed, some topics emerge, and one of them is mental health treatment.
Absolutely. The state of the mental health system in Washington state is a top priority for both Democrats and Republicans. A big part of this is on the budget side and funding improvements to that system. But on the policy side, there's also a lot of work being done. And I'll give you a specific example. There was a lawsuit having to do with inmates with mental illness languishing in jail cells, waiting to get competency restoration services, evaluation restoration services at the state hospitals. That resulted in a federal lawsuit. There's been a settlement now. There were tens of millions of dollars in fines against the state because of that. So now there's a bill that, among other things, tries to provide more opportunities to divert these individuals away from jail so they don't even end up in a jail cell to begin with, to give more opportunity for police to make a decision on the front end to say this person really shouldn't be in jail. And if they do end up in jail, they're going to end up languishing there. So let's try to prevent the problem from even happening in the first place.
Another topic that's big this session is environmental issues. A lot of bills are under that tent.
Sure. You've got the governor's carbon pollution, climate change fighting agenda, several bills there around moving to a clean electricity grid. And he's, of course, looking for a win this year because he's running for president on that issue. But if you move past that, there are a whole bunch of bills having to do with trying to save the orcas. Then you've got proposals that are passing to ban single-use plastic bags, to restrict the use of plastic straws. So I would say that the environmental agenda is a big one. It's indicative of Democrats, again, being in charge, and there's a lot happening on that front in this 2019 session.
We've also seen bills proposed that would protect against transgender discrimination.
Right, and this is, again, kind of a trending issue where you're just seeing, you know, I'm looking at hundreds and thousands of bills being introduced, but trying to also spot for trend lines. And absolutely, transgender discrimination is one of those issues this year, both in the healthcare environment and also at school around bullying.
What about transportation issues?
Well, there's kind of a fun one, and you know, it's these are the what we call the talker bills. So there's a bill from Republicans, actually, House Republicans, having to do with the zipper merge, which if you're not familiar with this, not acquainted to this, it's the idea that instead of merging into the back of a line of traffic as your lane is ending, you actually use up all of your ending lane and then you zipper in one car at a time. And a lot of people think, well, that person just cut in front of me. This happens a lot up in Seattle as you're heading northbound on I-5 and your left lane is ending. And people are like, you're cutting in front of me. Well, it's called zippering, and it's actually a more efficient way of using the freeway, but we don't have a culture of doing it here. So the proposal is to make the zipper part of driver's education. I've been joking that I want to start printing bumper stickers that say, I'm not cutting, I'm zippering. I will tell you, I'm a believer in the zipper. I think it works.
It'll be interesting to see how far that bill goes.
It will be.
So we also, Austin, are about to see budgets be unveiled. There are potential new and increased taxes involved here, right?
Indeed. I mean, go back to December and we saw Governor Inslee's proposed budget of $55 billion, taking us above the $50 billion mark and then some for the first time in state history. And along with that, saying even though the economy is doing well and the state has taken in about or on track to take in about $4 billion more in revenues compared to the last two-year budget, that it's not enough because he's saying that will just cover the obligation to fully fund education going forward. And there's all these other things that Democrats want to do or that, you know, the governor has said that the state is either constitutionally or morally obligated to do. So now we're going to see House and Senate Democrats roll out their budgets. I'm kind of predicting or guessing that the governor's budget will be the high water mark in terms of spending. But in terms of taxes, the governor proposed a capital gains tax. He proposed some changes to the real estate excise tax. He proposed some changes to the B&O tax. It'll be interesting to see if House Democrats embrace those, come up with new or different ideas, and again, how their spending and taxation levels compare to the Democratic governor.
All right, Austin, thanks.
You're welcome.